My heart is beating very fast, you know. This tower has many dangerous creatures and a witch. I have seen the spells that Vasilisa can do, and I'm scared of what a more powerful witch could do, but this tower, this is who sent the evil fae to kill us, that killed my Norm. Two of them have disappeared, but they're already dead. They just don't know it yet. None of them are gonna live through this. I'm just going to fucking kill them all. Every last one of them.
Nice.
Short, yes! Sweet. That's the shift I think I've been waiting for, like in the Marge narrative.
Yeah.
From where she shifts from just like you're starting to explore the different levels of grief.
Mm-hmm.
Like obviously, and you're doing a beautiful job with it. So I'm really excited for this combat because I think Marge is ready to unhinge a bit.
Marge is gonna fuck them up.
Marge is gonna fuck them up. Last time you guys made your way to the tower on a very long and arduous journey going through the snow. I didn't have you roll cold checks for the entire 12 hours of travel because we just assumed if you got cold, you stopped, you lit a fire. You guys were being perfectly safe. You were taking as much time as you needed to, and you eventually came upon the Pale Tower. You implemented your plan straight away, climbing up the side of the main wall and going inside. You made your way through. You saw a water elemental that just kind of like watched you guys in a very comical way, extending its neck like a giraffe to just like peek around the corner and be like, oh, hey, what's up? How's it going?
Like the Abyss. I don't know if you guys remember the Abyss, but just like
I remember that. You guys recited the special poem to activate the teleportation mirror. You stepped through and you entered the dining hall. And there on the extremely long crescent shape feast table sat two Atomies rolling around and playing. And they looked over at you guys and like, what the fuck? And then Rix was like, oh shit, I know these guys. And then they had French accents, and that's where we were. Vrix was like, yeah, these are prisoners. I brought them. Yeah. But Vrix, sweet
evil Vrix.
didn't have a good bluff or diplomacy or intimidate, and that was just a big bungle of failures there.
So glad we brought him.
Like we've said bungle enough times. I should have prepared bungle today. It's one of my spells.
Is it really?
It is.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
And then they were like, oh, yes, yeah, of course. And then they turned invisible. And that's where we're going to start. Everybody, please roll for initiative.
Okay.
So...
24.
For all right. What is your bonus?
Oh, God. No.
That's scary.
Plus 7.
We have to do a roll off.
Boom. Nice. I like it.
All right. You're trying to beat a 16.
No, it's a 13.
Okay. All right.
Guys, I rolled a 17, which means I have a total of 19.
It's
like my first good initiative.
Whoa. Nice.
All right, I need
you got better than Marge and Ghost. Marge has got a 12. Ghost is a 13.
I wanted to beat the enemies, not my allies.
All right, so I'm just going to put Ghost behind Marge.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll just do this.
There you go.
That works nice.
Because they're on top of each other.
Marge, what is your initiative bonus?
Hey, 2.
Okay, so Hatch will go first.
And then Vrix got a pretty bad roll.
Vrix got bad. Did he beat Bulka?
Yes, he did.
Oh, no.
Healer with a 5. Okay.
Oh, but I am so much more than just healer.
You're also really bad at initiative.
Yes.
And also wonderful comedian.
Remind me what an Atomy actually looks like.
I would love to. It is kind of a small...
pixie?
It is a humanoid-looking creature. It has a kind of furry face with very pointed features. It has almost bat-like ears, and it has 3 sets of wings.
Like
almost looks like a dragonfly.
And were these ones armed when we saw them? Or they were just chilling, eating food?
They were kind of chilling, eating food. I mean, they didn't have weapons out or anything, but you saw that they had little tiny pokey sticks.
sticks. Gotta catch
we
them.
We remember those pokey sticks from when they tried to poke our necks in our sleep.
That's right.
One of them succeeded better than the others.
So you guys come out of the portal. The atomies are on the table. Vrix flies over. He is also on the table. Hatch is kind of behind him. Over to the left of Hatch is Bulka. Right behind him is Marge and Ghost. To the right of Ghost, at the end of the table, is Valdine. And then still coming out of the portal, standing right next to it, is Vasilisa. Round one. We start the combat with our
good friend Zier.
J-I-R. He won. He won the initiative battle, guys. I'm sorry. He's going to cast Nuclear Explosion.
No, we have all died.
Well, here's the thing is that
roll new campaign.
Rick's like, oh, these are prisoners being brought in. So I don't assume they're going to attack us right away. I assume we're being transported.
That's fair. The atomies both go invisible. And on GR's turn, he does something. Valdine, you're up.
Guys, what's going on? And Valdine will hold and wait for some discussion from his companions.
Vasilisa.
Dear, we have invisible fey. And Vasilisa will ready an action. If an atomy shows itself, she's going to hurl a card at its face. At its face.
Okay. Lask's turn, the other atomy. He also does something. Uh-huh. And then it's Hatch's turn.
I don't like invisible actions.
Yeah.
Aren't they, like, nerve-wracking?
Before you continue, Valdine has his hand on his gun, just so that's stated.
Yeah.
So it's not like my gun's just unattended.
Yeah.
Just, okay.
Yep.
Just, that's, I just wanted to make
that
note.
That's a really good note.
I mean, like,
I'm also
I wish
touching
I had
my
Haro
deck. It is also attended.
Okay, cool. Hatch is also going to go invisible.
Oh.
Marge and Ghost.
He's with them.
Marge is going to not yell out, but since she's right next to Valdine, Valdine, block a door! And then she's going to move.
Ooh, good call, Marge. It's like Marge is like on top of shit.
She's going to move towards the hallway where there are three sets of doors on the walls to try and somehow block anybody from getting by. I mean, she's small on a medium creature, and it just takes up, you know, one square. So it's not going to be great, but she's thinking they're going to run for the doors.
I am just now realizing, like, dear deities, there are at least eight doors,
a lot of doors.
And three portals in the immediate, like, this is...
Valdine, guard them all.
Guard them all. Guard
them
all.
This is just wild.
Okay.
Right here.
So, Marge, you move down into the hall with the three doors, stepping down the steps that lead up to this big banquet table.
Yes.
And that is going to trigger my my guys, because I actually just had them hold their actions.
Oh. Okay.
What are they doing?
Great.
Are they visible yet?
Oh, come at me. Go ahead.
Oh boy.
You come at
They're
me.
They're invisible.
So you move down the hall, opening yourself up for some flanking, and they move from the table and surround you.
Yeah, but if they don't have greater invisibility, they're going to become visible here very soon.
Oh, yes. Yes, they
oh,
are.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
And they do.
Yay!
Right now. Let's start with Jir, who is going to attack you.
Okay.
So that's going to be that number plus that number.
Too angry to die.
When we level up, oh, please take Barbarian.
The new James Bond movie, Too Angry to Die.
I want a Marge Barbarian. That's so badass.
I mean, we'll see when we level
23
up.
To hit.
That just hits.
Yeah, it does. Okay. I need a fortitude save from you.
That's my best one. 21.
Okay, you're fine there. But you are going to take 6 points of damage.
Damn.
And then,
but their little pokies actually do positive damage?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Because they are sneak attacking.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
True. That's true. They were invisible. Yep. And flanking.
And flanking, yeah. And second one's going to go. That one isn't going to hit. That one is going to be 17.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Do I need to roll another fort for that one?
It's a miss.
Let me check.
Okay. I mean, that's what I
don't
would
give him the opportunity.
Yeah, well, just I mean, go, if it's supposed to happen.
No, stop. Oh.
I don't think it does.
Cool. What does Rick do?
When it hits. Okay, cool.
When it hits.
When it hits. Valdine, did you want to?
No. Readied action. Readied. They're visible now.
They're not within range of you. Are they?
They are visible
They're
now.
They're within 20 feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
25.
What?
They're just out of range.
For 25, real?
Yeah.
Like, if the portal was maybe 1 foot so that I could slightly be in a different square,
right.
That's 20 feet.
Yeah.
Like, they're a straight shot, maybe 15 feet, but they're 25 feet if you move weird squares enough at a time with double the... She's finished.
So Valdine walks over down the hallway toward that first sprite that is within walking distance, and he is going to use the pistol that's in his hand, and he's going to just smack the back of this thing's head as hard as he can with a pistol.
Okay.
You're not going to fire your gun?
I'm not firing yet because, as far as we know...
Give yourself a +2 on this because you are flanking.
Oh, sweet.
Yay.
As you strike out at Gier with your pistol...
I rolled a 19.
Oh, baby.
It's 25 to hit.
You crush him. Okay. Give me damage. Give me damage with your pistol whip.
Oh.
I hit him for 1 damage.
Okay. So that's your move. That's your attack.
What is the creature? Is the creature standing, flying? What
flying.
It's flying?
Yeah.
I'm going to use a grit point, and I'm going to attempt to not get prone.
Oh.
As part of my pistol whip, since I hit.
Oh. Yay!
That's exciting.
I like that one.
So I use my grit point, one of the ones I've got available today, and...
So what do you need for me? Reflex?
It's a combat maneuver check.
Oh, come on, Valdine.
I rolled an 8. So I've got an 11 against you.
That makes it.
That does?
That absolutely makes it.
Oh, hell yeah.
So all this right. guy is knocked prone down to the ground. He's like, "Eh, what's the fuck?" In a language you... Yeah, he's speaking Sylvan. You understand that.
I do understand Sylvan. You so understand I respond Sylvan. To him in Sylvan. Don't get back up.
Beautiful.
Yay.
Great turn.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be Vrix next. So Vrix flies over just a wee bit, and he's going to cast Daze on the Atomy on the other side. And the Atomy makes the will save to resist. Bulka, your turn.
Bulka is going to cast a spell on himself. He's going to cast a Torag-specific spell called Fallback Strategy. And that takes a standard action.
Okay.
And with his move, 5, 10, I'm going to get on the other side of Valdizel.
Nice. Good.
End of the round.
Yeah. End of the round.
Heck yeah.
Top of round 2, Vasilisa, take it away.
There's, like, people in corners between me and them, right? I'm not imagining
I
that.
I did kind of block
like, I'm at a little bit of a weird angle, but it looks like it would be hard to get an angle where I'm not throwing through an ally.
I think...
Right?
So, number one, the one that just got knocked down, I think if you just get closer, you can hit it from where you are. Because there is that open angle. It's not behind the corner. I think only Valdine is going to be blocking it.
What kind of... negative am I looking at?
If you move forward or off to the side, I don't think you're gonna get a negative unless it's because it's engaged in melee.
I mean, I think objectively looking at the situation, Vasilisa is probably like, well, I'm throwing a card over a table between a wall and an ally at something the size of an insect on the floor. I'm probably going to just step away from the portal and not do anything. My allies have this. There are a couple bug creatures. I'm not going to bother to ready an action because I know better.
Okay.
Like, I'm not anticipating anything. So okay. I'm just going to step away from the portal very slightly so I'm not literally on it and stand there.
Okay.
It feels like not a reasonable throw. So she's not going
to
throw.
I mean, the other thing is you have enough movement, you could get to the other side of the table. And then you're just looking down on the creature on the floor.
I guess I'll move the 25 movement to go around the table to be kitty corner to Valdine.
Okay. Cool. Next up is going to be our good little boy, Hatch. Hatch is going to move up 20 feet to be right in front of Bulka. And he is going to appear as he swings down his club on the insect-sized creature that's on the floor.
All right. Get him, Hatch.
Gonna fucking go for it. And that is going to be a 15 plus 4, which is going to be 19. Yeah, Hatch hits.
Yay!
Hatch definitely hits. And Hatch is going to deal a very wonderful 1d3 damage.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. The Atomy already has 1 damage on him, so.
All right. Yeah, so
maybe this will kill him.
Hatch hits the atomy with his club, and it's a very tough atomy. Hatch deals 2 damage, and the atomy is still up. After Hatch is going to be Marge and Ghost.
Marge and Ghost.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Announcements. You have a snowflake.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you got older.
Birthday.
Oh, I did.
I just remembered that. Shit, write that down.
All right.
You have a snowflake because you made it around the sun another time.
Woohoo.
Which is
wasn't easy this year. Either.
Yeah.
Holy moly. This was a tough one this year. Marge is going to tell Ghost, bite him, Ghost. And number 2, the one that has not been attacked yet or anything, that is closest to all the doors, Ghost is going to go and attempt to bite.
Okay.
Not great. 11.
Yeah, that's going to miss.
Yeah. And so Marge is going to see that and bring her sword down and attempt to slash him as well. Okay, give me something better than a 4.
Oh!
I rolled a 1.
Oh, no.
All right. Yes. So you, Marge misses as well.
Ugh.
Almost stabs herself in the foot.
Yeah. Right? So those are your standards. You want to move or say anything?
We got to kill him, guys. Take him out. Come on, let's go.
On the ground, Jeer.
Stay down.
Jeer looks up at Valdine and goes, fuck you. And he is going to cast a spell defensively. No, he fails.
Okay.
He can't do it. He loses the spell. He rolled a 2. There's no coming back from a 2.
Nope.
So he tries to cast a spell, but he's like flinching too much, like looking around at all of you, and he loses it. So he's gonna get back up.
Attack of opportunity.
Yep, go for it. Hatch is first. 16 plus 4, so 20. Okay, so Hatch misses. Valdine.
I can't.
Okay. Bulka. Whoa.
Natural 20.
Nice. Roll to confirm.
And that's max damage, too.
Oh, shit.
It's 13 to confirm.
13 misses.
Okay. So it's just max damage, which is 9.
Okay. So what happens is this atomy goes, fuck you, and he tries to cast a spell, but he's too kind of shaken up, looking around at everyone, and he's like, ah! And so he like just pushes off the ground, and he flies up, and as he goes up, your mace, right, comes down and just smacks it, and it just rebounds straight, and it just flies into the ground, and it just goes,
nice.
And he's not moving anymore.
It was like T-ball.
So Jeer is... he's down. Jeer is down. And then it is going to be Lask's turn, and it might be his last turn.
I totally see what you did there.
Yes.
And Lask is going to fly backwards a smidge and go invisible again.
God damn it.
Valdine, you're up.
I'm going to move to the door where we last saw Lask head. So I'm going to move right up next to him. That's a double door right there.
Yeah, all of them are double doors right by you.
Can I essentially like, which way the doors swing? Mike.
They swing
towards
you because that makes more sense for fire code.
There's a fire code for the Pale Tower in the middle of winter.
Oh, yes, OSHA, very...
It just makes sense to me. I mean, I had to come up with an arbitrary reason.
I mean, I work in the industry, so that's fine.
Do you want me to come up with a different arbitrary reason?
Just to not be fire code, is it like ice code? Like in cases of a freezing, we prepare the doors this way.
Sorry, in case of emergency.
There you go. Because it's not...
And they need to flee, the doors swing towards the exit.
So I want to brace the door or hold the door separately.
Okay.
So if he tries to open them, he has to go through me.
Smart move. Vrix's turn. Vrix in the back is going to... what do we got, Vrix? That would be a shit move. He could do it, though. He could be shitty to you guys, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of in his line of stuff.
Yeah, we would expect it.
Okay. Vrix is going to fly up and land next to Ghost. And he says out loud, sorry about this, tall fucker. And then he's going to cast color spray down the hall.
Nice.
Oh, poor Valdine.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
that's awesome.
I thought it was awesome too. So color spray.
That's really good.
I thought it. Yeah.
Poor Valdine.
Yeah, no, like he's gonna have flashbacks. He's gonna have like.
Oh boy.
He's triggered, but
yeah,
also the right thing to do.
I think it is. Like he's gonna fly over, land, and then just cast color spray and just blanket that hallway with dust. It is going to be DC 12. Lask passes.
God damn it.
It's a 20.
Okay. Okay, so you're fine. You both are fine. The latter part of the hallway is just covered in sand.
I think I'm looking toward the door, so it kind of like doesn't get in my face.
There's a Valdine-shaped outline around the door.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
Love it.
That's Bricks. Bulka, you're up.
Oh.
Get that fly, Bulka.
So the rules for hitting something invisible are what? I can go to where I last saw it, and then...
You pick a space, and... If you want to just swing blindly into the space, there's rules for
50%,
that.
Like it's 100% concealment?
They have total concealment,
so 50% miss.
So 50% if you even connect with it.
Okay.
You going to go for it?
Yeah, I mean, this is on par with me just swinging at the flaming sphere. I'm just going to hit at the...
High or low 100?
High 100. So I'm going to go actually right next to it, like between Ghost and...
Aw. Okay.
High 100.
So possibly if it's on this square... Ooh, that's a 20. No. Yeah, it's a 20 to hit.
You hit it.
Nice.
You swing wildly through the air as your mace connects.
And it's 5 damage.
And it's 5 damage. Okay, so you feel the connection. It gets hit. I don't think it becomes uninvisible.
It shouldn't. No.
It just takes damage.
I feel contact.
So you deal 5, which leaves it with that many hit points, which is a number that I'm going to now whisper to the listeners.
It's a number. I'll ask him later.
And that's a great move. Congratulations. So that's your turn. Top of round 3, Vasilisa.
I would like to do a perception check to see if I hear anything from the many other doors.
Okay.
Because there's a certain not tiny fae on this level named Sergeant Herstig Orlov, I believe. My perception is bad, so I don't know why this was my plan, but there's a 9.
You do not hear anything.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised. I'm going to eat a cake.
Yeah, you reach over. What kind of cake is it?
I'm torn because we are in Irisin, so food is scarce and weird. But we're also in the Pale Tower, so this is probably like where the best food in the whole region. Province
yeah,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm like, oh, I'll take advantage of being where the good food is. And I reach forward and it's like a strawberry shortcake, but mini. I'm like, okay, sweet. And I eat the cake. She failed her perception, so she's assuming there's nothing else on this level. It's all quiet. We can just kill those things. She's not helping, so she's going to eat a cake. No big deal.
She's like, guys, there's definitely nobody else up here.
I don't hear anyone coming, so
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be Hatch next. Hatch is going to waddle up next to Bulka and also try and swing at nothing to hit the...
Atomy,
thank you. Because he heard the club connect with a mace. He gets a low 20, which is going to miss. Marge and Ghost, you guys are up.
I'm going to instruct Ghost to eat the atomy that is on the ground dead.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Wow. All right.
And then
Ghost does that.
Marge is going to just kind of stand at the door and don't let him open the door. Don't let him get out.
I'm just picturing ghosts with these like little atomy wings sticking out of her mouth, like crunch.
Just
crunch,
a little
crunch.
Bit of like a blue blood, nom, getting in the muzzle. Nom. It's going to be Lask's turn, and it wasn't his Lask turn last time. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
That's good that you think it's funny.
I think it's great. he's invisible. He's going to cast a spell on one of two people. Valdine, are you evens or odds?
Evens.
Okay. He is going to cast a spell on you, and I need a will save.
I rolled a 19. That's a 22, will nice. Save.
You resist his reduced person.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
It is a hostile spell, so he does become visible.
Nice. Now he's in trouble.
Now he's in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, thank God, Valdine.
That would have been... Oh.
I would have had to put you on the back of Ghost with me.
Oh, damn.
So cute. He's just gonna like look around and he's just terrified now. And that's it.
Well, Valdine just goes ahead and just takes the gun and just thumps him on
thumps
the head.
Thumps him
with
again.
It.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
go for it.
Try that.
Roll high.
It's an 11.
That's gonna miss, I'm sorry. Okay. Vrix's turn. And Vrix, our good old Winthrop touched sprite boy. Vrix is gonna fly over to Vasilisa.
Oh, hi. Do you want some cake, maybe?
Yeah. Shit looks good. I've been eating rations all the time.
Yes, they have strawberry shortcake here.
Strawberry shortcake? Fuck yeah.
It might be summoned cake, but I don't care.
Do you think they have coffee?
Check the table, Vrix. Is worth looking.
Vrix is going to check for coffee.
Oh, jeez.
Vrix got a 24. Vrix finds some coffee. And he just disappears into the cup. Bulka, your turn.
I think Bulka is going to attempt to grab.
Just grab him?
To just CMB grapple, yeah. Grapple him.
Do it.
Whoa.
And it's an 18 CMB.
All right. I have to double check. Is that higher than 8?
Yeah.
Wait, how is there CMD 8?
Oh, part of it is strength.
It should be 10 plus BAB plus any dodge and deflection bonuses plus strength plus dex minus size modifier. If the Paizo published publication book says these enemies have that CMD, I believe it. But I'm just like, personally, what the? I want to know the math.
You said it was an 8?
This round was brought to you by Strawberry Cake and the letter 8.
So, yeah, you grab that.
So, Bulka,
yeah, you grab him. You grab him good. You grab him real good.
So, Bulka just grapples this thing and says, like, should we... I do not want to kill it unless we have all the information we think we need, yeah? And it's my turn.
Vasilisa.
What information do we think it might have? Little Yatami, whichever one you were. Are you Liask? Are you Tyr?
I think we can drop out of combat.
Oh,
what if it makes its check to break out?
That's true. He's trying to escape.
Here, let me just roll for the next 4 turns. Because there's no way he's making it out.
Yeah. He's got escape artist, probably.
Let me check if he does.
And my D is only 12 plus... No, 12 plus whatever to maintain. I thought
that's
it was 5.
That's what your D is. Your D is 12 plus.
So he does have escape artist, so we will continue.
I got it. I know.
Thanks.
Marge got it. Thanks. I got it.
All right.
So Vasilisa uses her 6 seconds of speech to say, what could it know? Who are you even? That's her turn.
I don't think you'll know anything that I don't know.
Ghost, Marge.
Eat it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's dark. Bulka just feeds him to your host.
Right? Oh, yeah, you know, we can dispose of that guy for you if you need. And she says to Bulka, and I feel like we've got all the information we'd need with Vrix and Hatch here.
Ghost looks up at you, Bulka. A little wing still stuck to her little snout. She looks like she wants a treat. Bulka, do you have a treat?
and then it's Lask's turn, and he'll roll an escape artist check. 19.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, 19.
Yeah.
He makes it out?
My CMD is only 12.
Okay. Oh. Cool. So he makes it out, and he says,
eat my ass, shit stain!
There's so much scatological going on right now. I do not...
He's going to...
trigger all the attacks of opportunity
he's gonna try and fly past everybody.
Oh god.
So let's see here.
How tall are the ceilings in here?
They are 20-foot ceilings.
Okay, so technically he could only fly up if it wanted.
And he has a 50-foot fly speed. Dang. So he's going to fly straight up. Bulka and Hatch get free swings at it because Valdine doesn't have a weapon to do that. So Hatch is going to swing. That's going to be a 16 plus whatever Hatch adds, which I think is a 3. Nope, it's a 4. So that is going to be a 20 versus the AC, which is lower than that. So Hatch is definitely going to hit.
Nice.
So Hatch deals 2 damage. This thing is still up. Bulka.
23. Bulka. 24 to hit.
Yeah, crush this fucker.
Yeah.
And it is only 3 damage.
Oh no, that okay. Knocks it out. How do you want to end this? How do you want to end his life?
Like the first one that went down, flew up and got smacked down back in. This one flies up and gets smacked straight side into one of the walls or one of the doors. Kind of like a baseball, just getting boom, shot off.
Okay. Do you want it to hit the wall or the door? Like, what kind of splat are you looking
for?
The
wall.
The wall? Okay, cool.
If I can aim it, I'm not hitting it at a door. I don't want to knock on a door.
I'm going to roll that for you. So I think the wall is closer, so you have a greater chance. But I'm going to say there's like a 20% chance you hit the door. Yeah, you're fine.
Splat.
Woohoo! Lask goes down. And he's just like kind of stuck to the wall, and then he falls down flat. And a soft little pitter-patter hits the bricks of this room. And you guys are out of combat. You have defeated the two Atomies. What do you do now?
Okay, well, this could have gone worse, and I'm shaking the color spray off of my jacket. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, no, you look good. Is good look for you?
No, you don't understand.
So where's the next place we're going? Because, you know, we need to get through this fast.
I do not hear anything personally, but there should be that Sergeant Herstig or Loaf somewhere on this level, right?
So I'm going to... Marge will roll a perception, and so will Ghost.
In the library,
Valdine,
I think?
Will also like to listen at the door. Since we're now next to a door, Valdine wants to listen through.
Hoo-hoo. 10 for Marge.
25.
A 25.
Perceptions. I don't like that laugh.
I love that laugh.
No.
Okay, let's see here.
I miss Waldby.
It's like 6 miles that way, Bulk. Get over it. I miss Heldren. Try that for size.
Okay, cool. You don't hear anything.
Oh.
Next.
Marge got a 10 and Ghost got a 7.
Cool, you guys don't hear anything.
I didn't think so.
We need to find the guy on the floor that has the key to unlock the portal. Next portal, right?
Okay, so we need the key in the area from the Sylph woman to get to Radusek's chamber, but the portal to his chamber is actually down here. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Is there also a portal to his chamber in the area, or do we have to come back?
Yeah, we come back.
So let's go to the area. Okay.
Are we going to go through the main hall or through the conservatory?
Which one is scarier, demon plant or the trap, you said?
Yeah, there's a... So the conservatory has one plant and the other one has 2 statues that will attack you.
I would rather kill a plant personally than 2 statues, but that is just me.
Well, you can burn it down, Vasilisa.
You saw with the furs in the forest,
oh,
right?
Yes.
So let's go through the plant room, maybe. I vote.
Okay. You go first.
Whatever.
I'll be right next to you, Vasilisa.
Okay.
We'll get him together.
And Vasilisa goes up.
Okay.
And opens the door to the conservatory.
Okay. So, talk to me about party order going into the conservatory.
So Vasilisa's opening the door.
And Marge and Ghost will go in
first. Marge and Ghost are right there.
And Bulka's like, we are going this way. Okay.
And then wherever Hatch and Bricks go.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll for initiative.
Well, that was a fast demon plant. Frick.
Are we sure it's even in here? It might be on vacation.
God damn it.
I am last again.
Are you?
Unless someone got a 1.
Oh. Solid. You're just here to make my initiative look better, I think.
A Galt, an 11. Marge got a 5.
Wow, guys!
Valdine got a 17.
Ghost got a 14.
I was feeling really bad about my initiative until
I feel like I need to switch up my dice. They're not doing good.
Here, this one changes colors. You can warm it up.
Oh, there you go.
You guys line up. Vrix comes over, shaking mildly. And his eyes are wide, almost like he's on ecstasy.
Oh, jeez.
Coffee.
Vasilisa, you open the door into this large, bright room that has tables covered in flowering plants and figurines of varying sizes.
Aww.
Off to the right, though, you see
an adorable,
a wide-mouthed, fat child made out of leaves, vine, tree bark, dirt, and pallid tubers, chained to the wall. Ice hangs off of the chains and the buckles. And it turns and looks at you all with a sharp, toothy grin.
I would like to very quickly try to assess the length of that chain.
Perception, please.
13.
It's chained to the wall. It can't move away from where it is.
So I might be safe if it's a melee attacker. I glare at weird baby plant with ice chain.
Which glare?
I mean,
it's a baby chain.
It might be when it's
wall.
My turn if initiative breaks out.
Okay.
The way we rolled for.
Yeah.
But for now, I would like to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are the flowers pretty?
Yeah.
Are the figurines, what are they?
They're just like little kind of statuettes of like fairies and like witches and towers and like.
Is there a knowledge roll or something? Like, why are there figurine statuettes of these things?
Are any of them still in their original packaging?
No. Like, they're just on tables with flowering plants.
Yeah, they're like little stone statues.
This is their tabletop gaming room.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a very brief moment to appreciate the pretty flowers. This might be the last live flower that's not an ice plant that I see in Irisin. So I'm going to just take a deep breath, be like, ooh, yes, flowers. And then I am going to tell everyone, look out for the weird demon baby plants along that wall to the right. I don't think it can reach us if we just continue to the door across the way. I would keep your distance. It looks honestly quite creepy. And I'm going to try to keep my eye on it.
Okay.
And head for the door.
Cool. Everybody going to move into the room?
I think so.
Yes, and I think Marge would stay to the right of everybody.
Like guarding everybody?
Yeah, guarding everybody. Okay. That way if the baby demon plant
thing
decides to do anything, she's right there.
She's ready.
And I
it.
Do have my Haro deck in hand.
Okay, cool.
Against my better judgment, I also go in the room with everybody else.
Cool. Everybody goes into the room.
I would like to look around the room and see if I see any kind of traps on the ground or anything. If I can,
sure, give
once
me,
I kind of walk
give me
in.
A trap check.
Yes, 16 for trap checking.
You did not detect any traps?
Guys, the room looks clear enough. Let's just move through quick.
You guys move into the room.
Can I? Are we in initiative order?
Not really.
Not yet.
I want to make a joke.
Yeah, go for it.
So all this plant baby, I wonder if he has soiled himself or someone else has to come soil for him. And if anyone gets hit by any pain or fear effects, they will get a bonus because of my bad joke.
Nice.
That's really good. So you all are standing in the room, and you hear the chains go clink, and it's like kind of leaning forward.
Oh no, it's giggling.
Oh, Marge
should I
is
just
ready.
Heal it?
Marge is ready.
And bust the chains open. Sure. And we, of course, rolled for initiative.
Oh, snap. Literally snapped.
Second combat in an episode. Look at us go.
She's Let's a good go. Donkey. Good donkey.
So it's going to get a surprise round on you guys.
We're standing right there watching. How's that
surprising? We watched it bust out.
Yeah.
How's it bust out?
And we're watching
it. We watched it bust out.
No, that's. No. I think it's fair. We're,
it is.
We're
I'm
expecting
kidding. I'm
to
kidding.
Get through.
It's fine.
It's fine. We're going to kill it anyway.
Not really complaining. Just, you know.
He was upset. He soiled his pants. Soiled his plants.
Oh, man. That's a twofer. That's a twofer.
Oh, double oof.
How many puns can you pun when you pun?
And it screams.
All of them.
Oh, God.
I bet you it's a fear effect.
Oh, thank you, Bulka. Get ready. I got ready to hear your scream by leaning away from my mic.
That's how we do it.
Like an idiot.
That's what everybody did, though.
I took my cans off.
Me too. I pulled my cans away from me.
And it shrieks.
Ah, great. Great. There goes our surprise.
And it is a sonic mind-affecting ability.
Unless they just think that, the baby's screaming all the time.
I mean, that's,
I don't know.
So, I need from everybody in the room a will save.
It's not a will save versus cold, is it?
Is it a will save versus hex?
No. It is a sonic mind-affecting ability.
Right, okay, I have multiple questions.
Where's
This thing is fey?
No.
No, demon plant.
Is it evil?
Yes, it is evil.
Oh, I get no minuses and I get a plus.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Hatch and Vrix both make their will saves.
I got to 25.
31.
25, 31, you both pass. Marge, Ghost.
18 for Ghost. 15 for Marge.
Valdine.
15.
You all make it.
Yes!
Wow! Oh,
yes. The DC was 15.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
So many on the money. Okay, so this thing shrieks, and that's its standard action. We're going to start at the top with Hatch, the good boy, Dumavoy. Hatch is going to...
Shit.
Hatch is going to try and cast sleep on the plant. And it is a plant.
Okay. You just gave that away.
It's a plant. Hatch tries to cast sleep. The plant thing resists. And it is the plant thing's turn. Now, this mandragora.
I said that was a mandrake. I said that earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's
pretty close.
Mandragora. Mm-hmm.
Pretty close.
Not a manticore.
Mm-hmm. No. Is going to...
Come at me, bro.
Like, it's still... Even though it's not technically Fae, it still looks like Fae.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No. She's not having any of it. Marge. Marge is
going to... The mandragora is going to take a step forward, and it is going to try and bite Marge with a 19 to hit.
That does not hit.
Even though you're flat-footed.
That is correct.
Okay, cool. Then it is going to be Valdine's turn.
All right, guys. Is it time for me to start shooting or what? I'm going to hold.
Vasilisa.
Oh, I don't know. It's a good question, and I'm going to imbue my card with Touch of Combustion and throw it at the plant baby. I'm going to miss. The card misses.
Okay.
I rolled a one. So my Touch of Combustion imbued card hits nothing and is still imbued with Touch of Combustion for next time. I just have to not cast any other spells until I finally use it.
Cool. Vrix's turn, and the coffeed up wonderful sprite is going to...
I'll just be here.
And he'll just hold. Ghost and Marge.
Marge is going to swing her sword with her caster's champion, just so she can do magic damage, because she's not 100% sure with this guy.
Okay.
And she's standing right next to Vasilisa, so that works out well. It's going to be a 20 to hit.
A 20 will hit.
Nice! That is going to be 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Magic damage.
Magic damage, cool. You strike down and you cut off one of its little tentacle arm.
Nice.
Flailers. Beautiful.
Take that, demon baby. Valdine, don't shoot yet. Let's wait a little longer. We can kill it without that.
Is that going to be it?
That will... She's going to hold. Stay right there.
You're going to have Ghost do anything?
Oh, yeah. Ghost gets to do something.
Yeah.
A little salad. I mean, you're supposed to eat the salad before the insect course, but salad course is always before insect course.
No, I feel like the insects are more of an hors d'oeuvre.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, small little snacks.
I'll tell Ghost to go ahead and attempt to bite, so we'll see what happens. Nope. It's a 9.
Yeah, that misses.
Nope.
Okay, Bulka.
America's Bunker Buddies. I don't know why. That's my new favorite song. So thank you, Elizabeth, for bringing that into the world. How hardy does this thing look?
Give me a perceptione.
12.
It's a demon plant.
I just kind of want to know, like, if it looks like it's going to be a long time to bring it down, or if it looks like it's kind of weak. Like, where...
It looks very healthy.
It looks hardy?
Yeah. It's a healthy plant. It's not wilted.
Then I'm going to use...
It looks firm. That's a plant word, right? Firm. It's firmly planted.
It's like a potato that you have only just dug from the ground.
Yeah. Yes. That's a great... Yeah, it's a very large potato.
So then I am going to use this turn as a standard. I'm going to cast a spell on my mace.
Okay.
And even though it's like, it's still the same old beat up and like dinged up unfinished metal, but now it has like a glow of sunlight and fire.
Ooh, I approve. Good aesthetic right there.
And then that's a standard. I'd like to reposition myself if there's room.
Yeah.
To kind of like take any hits. I want to antagonize it.
Okay. Do you want to?
So I don't know if I can.
You can go to either side of Ghost. Do you want to stand in front of Valdine, or do you want to stand in front of Vasilisa?
In front of Valdine.
Okay. Cool.
And then that's my turn.
And that's your turn, Valdine. Do you want to do anything?
No, I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
Can you do perception for anything to figure out what this thing is?
Oh, I could roll perception, sure.
Do you have nature?
Or knowledge nature?
So
or?
here's the thing. If you want to do that, it's going to move you to the very end of initiative.
Well,
I mean, it will either way.
Judging by what I'm doing, I would actually... I'm probably going to hold next round or do perception anyway, so it doesn't matter where I'm initiative at this point. I'm not contributing much. I'm not going to get up and close next to this thing.
Okay.
Based on not shooting it.
Yeah.
Oh, and if Ghost can just get a hit, he can grapple and... bleed and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, we just need Hatch to get up there in front of Vasilisa.
What?
And he can swing.
Why would I do that?
I guess you don't,
see this thing?
I guess you don't have to. Yeah, I'm staying back.
Goal,
I'm staying back too.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll kill it. Don't worry. I'll get it. I'll kill it.
But don't you like plants?
Not demon plants.
Oh, that's fair.
I should do a knowledge check on my turn. That sounds smart. I have knowledge nature.
That is the only knowledge I have.
Smarge. We were both just like, yeah, attack. Oh, we could have done another soul.
Well, no, Marge isn't really thinking about learning about these things. She's thinking about killing these things.
It is the top of the round. Here we go.
Top of round two. Hatch the Domovoy.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, no.
That was a solid
turn.
Good
and
job,
the
Hatch.
Mandragore's turn, yeah. I mean, so Hatch likes Vasilisa. Hatch will move in front of Vasilisa.
Oh, actually, I am so touched.
And try and thwack it with his club. Hatch gets a 16 to hit, which is going to miss. And then it is the Mandragora's turn.
Uh-oh.
The Mandragora sees this delicious little creature in front of it now.
No, Hatch. Don't die. I promise, it is like eating a hairball. Not delicious at all.
Marge is going to, as an immediate action, do her aid allies for Hatch.
Okay.
Aww.
What does that do?
That gives him a +4 to his AC.
Oh, nice. So the Mandragora is going to do a bunch of shit to Hatch. So Mandragora first is going to try and bite and is going to...
+4 to AC.
Yeah, +4 to Hatch's AC.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a +4 to his AC,
okay,
too.
Perfect. misses with the bite, and then it whips out its two arms and tries to slam Hatch. And that's going to be a miss. And that is also going to be a miss. So just on all fronts, this thing just flails around and misses Hatch with all three of its attacks. Vasilisa, you're up.
It's almost like Marge as a mom put her arm out in front of Hatch.
Yeah.
And
good job.
How dare you try to attack my new house spirit. Vasilisa is touched by Hatch's action. She would like to start with a knowledge check.
Okay.
A knowledge nature check.
Please.
Glad somebody has it.
All right, that is going to be a 20 total.
It is, it's a plant, you know that. It is resistant to acid, cold, and electricity, and it is vulnerable to supernatural darkness.
hey, I've got some of that in my bag.
Aww. I've got that in my heart right now.
Doesn't bother to share any of that information because she doesn't think her allies do acid, cold, or electric damage or have supernatural darkness in their pockets.
Yep.
So she's going to just keep that in her noggin and chuck her card at it.
All right.
I rolled another one, she just is biffing her card throws.
Okay.
Biffing them.
Vrix is up. Hatch, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of there. It's going to eat you alive. Marge, Ghost, your turn.
Oh, Marge is going to, just try to attack it and also tell Ghost to bite it. So here goes Marge with her longsword. Hiya! Nice. I will take that. That's a 24.
Yep. That hits. For sure hits.
8 points of damage, and Ghost is going to bite. 17.
Hits.
Nice. 5 points of damage. And grapple. Eek. Maybe not. 10.
Yeah, that misses.
She does not like salad.
Does
she
not
likes,
grapple.
She likes
you
other
bite
things.
It pretty good. All right. That it for your turn?
Oh, yes. That is it for my turn.
Bulka.
Other things, perhaps, but not salad. She does not seem to like the salad. Bulka, with this glowing sun around the tip of his mace, is going to swing down with it.
Okay.
On this plant, baby. Now, I rolled a natural 2, so this is where my fallback strategy is going to come into play.
Okay. Tell me about your fallback strategy.
So I cast it in the last room, but it lasts 5 minutes where I can re-roll one attack skill or CMB after I see the result of the first one. But I have to take the second one no matter what it is.
Well, I mean, that's a good choice.
And it's adjusted 13.
Yeah, that's going to miss. I'm sorry.
And I burned my fallback strategy. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
I tried. I made an effort.
You did. Say anything?
No, I already made the soiled my plants joke, and that is all I had.
That's pretty good. Okay, Valdine.
Is there anything in the room that I can use to cover the mirror? Cloth?
Yeah. There's burlap around.
Burlap from like potting.
Potting and stuff.
I grab that.
Yeah, there's some burlap.
I want to head over to where the mirror is if I can stand there.
Okay. Yeah, you can.
And I
want to
cover
that.
The mirror.
Cool. That's your turn. Top of round 3.
Nice.
Hatch.
No, Bricks, you gotta protect Vasilisa and the rest of my family.
And Hatch is gonna swing again. Gets a 16 and misses. It's the Mandragora's turn. It's gonna look at Bulka.
Okay, well, wait. Before, is it going to attack me with a melee attack?
Yeah, it's attacking you with melee shit.
So I'm gonna smile at it really cute, and I'm gonna wink at it.
Is it?
As an immediate action, I can negate one attack. They have to make a DC 15 will. Because I'm just so, charming and attractive and good-looking. So this baby comes to attack at me, and I'm going to, give it a little smile.
What kind of effect is this? Charm?
Charm.
Okay. You do that.
Are you saying it's immune?
Yeah, it's immune.
Okay, so you're not even going to roll the will save?
No, I did. It got an 11 plus stuff, and it doesn't matter because it's immune.
Okay, fine. So bring it, baby.
Okay, so now it attacks you, and it gets a something plus that for a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Deals 1d6, which is going to be 4 damage, and it gets an automatic grab attempt. That is going to be a 12 to grapple.
That will grab me exactly.
Oh, okay. No.
That is my CMD.
So it bites you, it grabs you, it's holding you now, and it's just going to slam you.
And the slams are at a minus now that it's got the grappled condition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. -2 to attack. Cool. So it is going to swing down with you with a slam. Fine. So that is going to end up being a 20 to hit you.
Oh.
So 22?
20.
20, that'll miss.
Even though you're grappled?
You have a minus to your dex. -4.
Yes, because you are grappled. You both have minuses.
That's fair. That is a hit then.
Okay. So that is going to deal 1d4. It's for 2. So 4 more points of damage total. And then I need a fortitude save.
That's beautiful. It's so great that this thing is evil and not fey. 21.
Okay, you're fine on that. And then it's going to slam you again.
Yeesh.
It's definitely going to miss on that one with a 9. And that is the Mandragora's turn. Vasilisa, you're up.
Whew. I cannot believe my guards are failing me, or I am failing my guards. Come on. Come on, you have this, Vasilisa. Just because you're an Irsin does not mean your mother was correct about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get him, Vasilisa.
Oh, my God.
No.
Look, it's not a 1, but it's also not beautiful. It is. she throws the card. It is 14.
Against touch?
Well, does it hit either touch or regular AC?
It hits touch.
All right. The spell goes off, but the card doesn't so much as nick the skin on the little plant.
Okay.
All right. Or on the plant.
I mean, the spell is what's important.
Yeah. Touch of combustion.
Woo,
yay.
Finally lands. And I am going to need a reflex save from the Mandragora.
Natural 20.
What does that mean?
It takes 1d6 points of fire damage. Sweet. But because it failed its saving throw, it does not catch on fire.
Okay.
Which cool. is actually good for the neighboring things that don't want to burn.
Saving throw.
It's made.
One might also say that this is the best possible outcome.
Yeah. Damage without
anyway,
a scene.
1d6 points of fire damage. That is 2.
Okay. Still up and scorched.
Oof. Oof. Very mildly Oof. Scorched. Vasilisa does not look very happy with herself.
Vrix is up. He stares at Hatch in awe at his cousin's love for these fuckers. Marge, Ghost, you're up.
Thanks, Vrix.
Okay. Here we go, Hatch. We're going to take him down, right?
And, yeah, that's and right.
She's going to swipe down with her sword, and Ghost will attempt a bite as well. Yeah. Okay. Well, Marge isn't going to hit. That's only going to be an 11.
Yeah, that's going to miss.
And then Ghost. An 11 for All right. Ghost,
Ghost
too.
Misses as well.
Jeez. Ugh.
Bulka, you're grappled.
I'm grappled, but I don't care. I'm not going to try and break the grapple. I'm just going to hit this thing
with your one-handed weapon.
Hand. Yep.
Yep, do it.
But yeah, a little bit of a penalty because I'm grappled by it. Yeah, that's an 11.
What's with the all ones today?
Man.
One, double one.
Yeesh, yeesh.
Well, that's your turn. It maintains its grapple. Valdine.
Guys, should I start shooting? You guys look like you're having some trouble there.
That's his turn.
Hatch swipes. Hatch is brave.
Mm-hmm.
Hatch hits.
Yay!
Brave little Dumbaboy.
Hatch steals 1d3. Hatch deals 1 damage.
Good job, Hatch.
Punk.
He knocks a leaf off.
He brews the lettuce.
the Mandragora's turn.
Maintain the grapple, or is he going to let me go?
Maintain it.
Let's see what you got.
15.
Yeah, that hits. Okay.
So keeps biting, holding you, is going to chomp on your face.
Oh my goodness.
As an immediate action, Merge is going to aid ally again.
Okay.
Tribulka.
You must drinks. You must buy drinks first. You do not know how this works.
All right. Plus 4 to your AC.
11 to hit.
With my new boost, that will not hit.
Oh, no. and then it's going to try and slam you. 18 to hit.
No, will not hit.
Yes!
You give me a +4, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
21 to hit.
21 was my AC before.
Oh, nice.
And I have a -2 from being grappled, but a +4
yes.
from
so you're fine.
Free March, so I'm fine.
Okay.
Sweet.
So this thing like bites down and just hits your armor and then it thwashes you a little bit and you're just like, whatever, he's fine, thank Bulka. And then it is going to be Vasilisa, your turn again.
I am going to glare at it.
Evil eye?
Real hard, like an evil eye.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. What are you minusing on the Mantragora?
I would like to minus its AC, please.
Okay, -2 to the Mandragora's AC. Nice. Damn, girl.
So, yes, 8 rounds of a -2 penalty to its AC because it is shaken to the core by my evil eye.
Okay. Vrix turns to Valdine.
Can you believe this guy?
Go, Smarge, your turn.
Love it. We're gonna try it again, you know, because this guy's got to go down. So Ghost, Ghost rolled a nat 20.
Cool. Roll to confirm.
And that's going to be a 19 to confirm.
Hit. Yeah, that confirms.
Ghost crits.
Ghost crit.
Critical ghost.
So double damage, and we're going to attempt to grapple. That is 4 damage, 8 damage.
Goes limp.
Oh. Yeah.
The Mandragora falls the motherfucking ground.
Don't eat that one, Ghost. Just put it down. Put it down.
I need a perception check from everybody.
Rolling.
9 for Vasilisa.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say something?
A 22 for Merge.
Valdine.
26.
Ow.
I rolled a 19.
God damn, Valdine.
Okay. My arbitrary number I came up with. Valdine hit it on the mark.
Oh.
The Mandragora falls to the ground, limp, bleeding its green chlorophyll-filled crossbred demon blood. And there's a moment of silence as everything lies still in the conservatory. Valdine, standing next to Vrix, standing next to the double doors, listens oh so carefully. Here's a door close on the other side of the double doors. What could it possibly be? We'll just have to figure out next time on the Dimension Door podcast.
There's something else up here. Sergeant.
Oh, maybe it's a Sergeant.
Sergeant Pepper?
Oh, well, we need to get that guy anyway.
Sergeant.
Or girl, anyway.
Sergeant Pepper?
Here's the... Is that a killer? No. I don't know.
But if you want some salad.
Some demon salad.
Good session. A lot of combat.
Ooh,
really
yeah.
good. That was
lots
nice.
Combat.
Thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of the Dimension Door podcast. Our editing and music is by Zach Kreitler, and our bumper tracks are by MDK Music. Spell effects by Sirenscape. Next week, you can expect a special holiday one-shot over on the Severed Fate feed, so make sure you have them in your subscriptions. Next week also marks the one-year anniversary of the launch of the Dimension Door podcast. You can join us on our Discord channel at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for a special live listen of a wonderful supercut of the first 8 episodes. We would also like to extend a very special thank you to our Patreon supporters. We are less than $10 a month away from being a sustainable podcast. So thank you to our current 9 supporters: Jessica Orrett, Ellie Arnold, Kendra Lorimore, Rain Zero, David Miller, Donald Booley, Doug Churchman, Nick D, and Mary Jensen. We couldn't be doing what we're doing without your guys' support, and it means the world to us. So, we will see you next week for our holiday one-shot, and we will see you a couple days after that for our live listen. Thank you.